Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I'm a holistic business coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business solutions company dedicated to providing actionable solutions to modern day business challenges. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Let's get started with today's episode. I am super excited about this topic. It is something I think that needs to be discussed more. It, as always, comes from a place of something that we are either struggling with or that some of our business coaching clients, other clients that we provide solutions for are dealing with, and really wanted to make sure that it's something that helps us to grow in every area of life, just like I said. Before we get into the topic and the discussion, I want to again thank each and every one of you who have liked, subscribed, commented on the show, shared the information on the show. As I'll always remind you, we are creating a tribe here. The goal is not to for me to share as if I know it all or have achieved at all, but really is to create a group of people who have come together that are wanting to create success in every area of their life, not just their business, not just their health, not just their finances, relationally, everything. We want success in all areas. Had the opportunity to meet with a videographer this week. Some changes we're making on our website and some just great information. I'm super excited to be working with them. More to come on them. In fact, we're going to have them on the show in January. Just an amazing couple. But as they were kind of doing a pre-interview with me to set up what we're going to be doing, I talked about the fact that we really truly believe that entrepreneurship, creating a business, is really the catalyst to create success in life for our clients. The business is the thing that allows them to create more time to be with their family, that allows them to create financial success, that frees up time for them to work more on their health. I have worked for a number of companies, and some of them 60, 70 plus hours a week. And I got to tell you, I didn't get, you know, the way that I was able to get in the gym was to get up at 3:30 in the morning or go at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. When I got serious about my health, I went both. So I was up from 3:30 till about 10 o'clock at night. Well, in the long-term holistic success of my health, that's not going to be sustainable. I also had to eat on the run all the time. And so having a nutritious diet was part of it. Obviously, that many hours away, I didn't get to attend most of my kids' birthday parties. I didn't get to attend their sporting events. And so really, the way to create all that freedom is through entrepreneurship. So that is what we're looking to do. We're looking to find the hacks to create systems and tools that one another can share and grow and create that. So again, I just want to thank you for sharing the show. I want to thank you for subscribing to it. Everything you can do, whether it's commenting, whether it's subscribing, whether it's leaving a review, whether it's sharing, that all helps us get past all the blocks that are trying to keep shows and things small until they realize that, oh my gosh, this is a serious thing. So keep pushing. Actually just got an email right before I pressed record on this. We are being invited to speak on a podcast. And so it is starting to gain some traction. I'm super excited about this podcast. We'll share more about that later. But for now, let's get into today's episode. And it's really, as I said, coming from a point, in this case, kind of a personal a struggle that I was going through. If you're watching YouTube, you notice that I'm actually in a workout shirt, and I've even got a hat on because I'm freshly come from the gym. Typically, I'm grinding it out in front of the desk, but I realized over the last couple of days in our conversation that brought this podcast together was the fact that while we typically are people that are just filled with passion and fire, that we've noticed that that while that fire's there, the embers are still burning, that we need to kind of fan that back in because we're not burning as bright. We're not going as hard at every area of our life as we typically do. And yes, there's going to be seasons of that. There's going to be times when we can go super hard and there's times that we recoil and recover. But this is different than that. We're not just recovering. We're just noticing that the fire, the main bright burning heat that's typically ours, just wasn't there. So I after recognizes that, immediately made some changes. So I ended up in the gym mid morning to make sure to get that going again. And we'll discuss that in a minute. But I know that there are times that we all feel like we're just running on fumes. And as an entrepreneur, sometimes that means we're going just through the motions in our business. Sometimes we're just going through the motions in our life. We're not actually going hard after it. Most entrepreneurs that I know, most small business owners, most people that are trying to achieve greater levels of success aren't typically those people that are just going to go through the motions. They are passionate about what they have done. We're not creating our businesses because we want to play small. We're wanting to create that freedom, as I already discussed, and that's going to require so much effort and so much time and so much energy and so much passion. And that's what sets us apart. We're difference makers. We're change makers. We're disruptors. And so we need that fire to be burning bright in order to fuel to us to push through a little bit more. So whether you're feeling off, and I want to share this with you. I suspect I'm probably not the only one who has times when that passion, that fire just seems to be down. So if that's you, know you're not alone. Again, I've talked with entrepreneurs every single day. And so I know that this is a common thread. So whether you're just feeling off or temporarily lost your drive, your fire just doesn't seem to be burning bright. Maybe even you're getting ready to throw in the towel on your business and your dream. You need to know that that is not uncommon. You need to know that you are not alone in that. And you need to know that you can get your fire burning bright again. We have one client that actually was at the point where they were going to just throw in the towel and shut down their business. They just said, you know what? I don't know what to do. I don't feel excited about this anymore. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I need to adjust. And so our counsel was to step away, to revisit what their life or what their planning is, what their goals are, why they started this business in the beginning, and then come back to us. And fantastic. We're super excited. Actually came back to us with new, refreshed, reinvigorated excitement and a plan in place that we could then partner with and bring that goal, that plan, that idea into fruition. And so we've restructured the whole business, restructured up exactly what they're doing to accomplish new and revised and fresh goals. And now she's burning bright. So super important that you do that. And we'll get to that. So I think the first step, as always, is to admit, you know, to be honest. You have to know what's going on. You have to recognize that you're burnt out, that the fire's gone. You know, that was it for me. It was just the conversation of going, man, yeah, I hadn't even thought about it. We've been going hard and you know, we had a little bit of illness. You know, kids are super busy. Work is super busy. You know, we're going through some changes in our world right now. You know, just so much is going on that I was just, okay, this is what we do. I'm just down right now. I'm just tired because we've been going hard. No, I had to get to the point where I realized, no, it's not just I'm tired. It's not just that there's all these other things. It's my fire. My internal passion is a little bit more dim than it typically is. And what's going on? So then I can make changes. So the first step is always, you got to understand that you have to say it out loud. You have to admit it that, hey, my fire is just out on that. You say it to yourself, journal through it. If you're spiritual and you pray through it. If you need to talk to somebody, gosh, if you don't have anybody else, you guys know you can always drop a dime and I'm ready to pick up the phone and chat through that with you. So that's where you begin. Step two, I always say you need to go back to your why. You need to figure out why you have started the entrepreneur journey. Why you have, if you're not an entrepreneur, you're not a small business owner, why you've decided that you wanted to level up and take your personal life, your fitness, your family, your faith, your finances, why you want to bring that to the next level. There's the episode, I think it's episode 2, that we talk all about the why. So go back and revisit that. The neat thing is, guys, just because you had a why that you put in place years ago or months ago or a week ago, that doesn't mean that that's fixed in stone. Perhaps your why has changed, and that's why it's so important to revisit it. This business owner that I was sharing about a few minutes ago, the why changed. And then the ultimate goal changed once she realized that. So it's okay to go back. You need to go back and review it. You should be going back and reviewing it regularly anyway. But specifically, if you're starting to feel that lack of desire, that lack of fire, that lack of push, go back and review your why. If your why is strong enough, as I discussed in that episode, that previous episode, if your why is strong enough, that should get you going again. That should at least be a gut check to help you go, I need to kick this thing back in gear. And that's, we didn't change our why. I didn't change my why, my reasoning, my anything. I actually, it caused me to drill down on it even further and define it even better to where I know, you know, what I'm doing. And that's what reinvigorated it for me today. Perhaps you've lost sight of it because you've been distracted. We know as entrepreneurs, I talked about it, I think last episode, we know we get down in the weeds and we know we get distracted and we know we get into the day to day. And so it's super important that you you go back and review that again. I'm going to say I recommend journaling through this, talking through it with somebody close that you trust. I'm going to caution you, don't just share with anybody. A lot of people aren't going to understand. We've talked about this in a previous episode also, that we need a community and that we're not doing this alone. Guys, that's where a coach comes in. For those of you who don't have a mentor in business, that don't have a business coach, if you're in sales, don't have a sales coach, I'm going to recommend that you take the time to consider it. Get on our website. We actually have a pop-up right now that's to sign up for a free one-hour strategy session, coaching session, discovery call to find out if it even works for you. If you're trying to go through this alone, it's possible, but it's going to be a journey. I'm a coach. I help lots of businesses. I have people that I go to, that I can talk to, that I can get more information from, that I grow under. It's very, very important that you do that. So this is going to be a plug, and I'm not saying it has to be me, but get yourself a coach. If you are really wanting to make changes, get yourself a coach. If you're wanting to make changes in your physical health, get yourself a health and wellness coach, get yourself a nutritionist. If you want to see changes happen, you can go, what was that saying that we had on the last one? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So you need to go far, which means you need somebody along your alongside. Okay, so admit that you're in burnout, that you have a lack of fire, that you've lost your passion. Rediscover or revisit your why, depending on where you're at in that. Number three, move your body. This is where I was today. I was like, okay, you know what? I know us. As entrepreneurs, we are constantly having to sit at a desk, work, read, look over paperwork, look over reports. For us, it's drill down on other people's businesses and their competition. And so today I went, okay, I know I need to reignite this. Where am I going to start? I got to go move my body, which is why I went to the gym this morning. We are typically carrying a load of stress. Guys, I am not a doctor, but it doesn't take a doctor to understand what happens to our bodies and why we do lose that dim or why we get that dim in our light, because we do deal with stress. We're busy working. So many times we're up early, we're up late. I don't know an entrepreneur out there that hasn't had the sleepless nights or the nights that they wake up with new visions. And so we get distracted. We have got to move our bodies. We have got to move our bodies and provide challenges to them. Exercise can provide focus. Exercise will give you a sense of accomplishment. I don't know about you, but I've never had a bad day at the gym. I've had plenty of times that I've decided I don't want to go, and then I've regretted it. I've had plenty of times that I've decided I don't want to go, and I push myself to go anyway. And every single time, without exception, I have left going, I am so glad I came here today. It can absolutely pull you out of a funk. There are so many therapeutic benefits of it. You may even find an opportunity to socialize. Well, I was there this morning. I ran into the owner of the gym. We chatted for a few minutes. It was great just to socialize and change my what my normal routine is to break me out of that. I'm not saying that my fire is back burning bright already because I just went to the gym. No, there's lots of changes that have to be made, but absolutely important that we are reigniting our fire by moving our bodies, by relieving ourselves of the stress, by breaking the minutiae, by breaking out of our habits. I don't know about you, but I so many times fall into the habit, you know, grab my coffee, come sit at the desk, work, go refill my coffee or get some water, work. It's important that we break that cycle up for us. Number four, take on new challenges. Okay, so we're moving we've admitted that we have the lack of a fire. We have some burnout. We've admitted that we've gone back and revisited or tweaked our why so that it excites us and gives us that fuel to push through to fan those flames. We're moving our bodies. Now we need to get our mind chewing on something just a little different. Again, sometimes we fall into the doing the same things and we just get in a routine and that does get boring. And I think our minds probably start to lose the elasticity, the things that make us just thrive. As entrepreneurs, we all are creators. We took a concept, an idea, a passion and went, huh, let me see if I can bring this in the marketplace. We had to create our own brand. That's who we are. But once we get out of that creative space, because we're just doing the day to day, that's where that fire will start to get lost. I used to work for a guy who was so amazing at coming up with ideas, just as horrible as he was amazing at implementing these ideas. So he would come up with ideas because that's where he was passionate. He would get so excited. And then when it came time to actually putting that new process or system in place, he just got lost and bored and distracted and then went on to another creative idea. And then it was just constantly going. There are people like that. And that if that's you, you need to bring somebody alongside you that can help you take that great idea, which is what I did for this business owner that I worked for. I was the guy who created the systems and the tools. He had the brilliant idea. And then I created the systems and tools to bring that into play for him. And then as a side note, he usually would come back and go, hey, why are we doing that? I said, well, that was your brilliant idea about a month ago. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Hey, what do you think about this? And so if that's you, know it, own it. We need creative people. We also need people to implement those creative ideas. So take on new challenges. So many times our fire gets dim because we've been stuck in the mundane or a cycle of doing things the same way over and over and over again. Now, it doesn't have to be a new challenge in your business. I'm not saying create a new system or a tool or some new campaign. You can do that for sure. I know when new campaigns come out, I enjoy that. But maybe that new challenge is learning another language, just something to kind of break it up. Maybe it's learning how to play the guitar. The other day I was just in a little bit of a funk. So I went, grabbed my guitar and just played for an hour and just kind of broke it up. So maybe it's something different like that. Maybe it's, picking up a new hobby. You want to go learn to play golf. I recommend doing that. Whatever it is, take on a new challenge. I wouldn't say you need to grab something. In fact, I would encourage you to not grab a challenge that, doesn't give short-term success, short-term wins. Like if you're taking up, say, golf, maybe you start by just focusing on putting. Or if you're taking up a foreign language, maybe it's using one of those free apps that actually gives you that little dopamine hit reward when you do a good job. Because the reason that you want to have some short-term success and some short-term wins versus a very long-term process is you want to start stacking up those wins. You want to start getting back in the, okay, I'm a winner. I know what I'm doing. I accomplish. You want to, again, you're using this to break yourself out of that dim light, that funk. You want to use this to start reigniting that fire. And wins are a great way to do that. When I am training salespeople, one of the things in the system that we create for them, the word tracks and the script that we have them go through is getting customers used to saying yes. So we ask questions that will lead to a yes. And it's typically not something that has to do with the item or the service that they're selling. We want people saying yes, because those are short-term wins. You get the client, the customer used to saying yes. Okay, so those are wins for them. They're feeling good. Everybody likes to say yes. Then you're getting your own confidence built up with, okay, they're saying yes. And we start stacking those wins. It's easier to get to a yes when you've already been saying yes. And so it's kind of the same thing when it comes to bringing on a new challenge. Start stacking up the wins and start getting back to, okay, I know what I'm doing. Again, I'm going to tell you the gym or whatever fitness program you like to use is a great way to do that. You get to push yourself. You get to feel that reward of that. New challenges will also take you out of your comfort zone and reignite your curiosity. As we've already said so many times, we get stuck in the mundane of our jobs. We've created this company, we've created this system, we've created this product, and now we're in the day-to-day of having to do it. And so that's when the fire starts to dim. So getting you outside of your comfort zone, doing something different, leaving the office is always a great one. If you're looking for a very quick short-term solution, move your body, get out of the office, go for a walk. I worked for a company where I was on the phone all day, every day. And so I would take very purposeful 1 hour, every hour and a half, I would take a very purposeful walk. I had just this path that I would walk that moved my body, that got me out in the sunshine, that broke up the day to day, got me some fresh air, helped me stay invigorated and refreshed to pick up the phone and get told no a bunch more times and to keep pushing through. So I recommend that as a really short one. Okay, so now we have admitted that there's a lack of fire there, or that we're in burnout. We've revisited or refreshed our why. We're moving our body. We've picked up some new challenges. And lastly, guys, you gotta change your circle of influence. You've got to change your sphere. Or if you've got a tremendous sphere, tap into them. We need to get around people that are winning and that are passionate. I've got a good friend of mine that there's plenty of times that when I'm down, I picked up the phone and said, "Hey bro, I'm struggling here." Like, and by the end of that call, I feel like Superman. I feel like I can go accomplish new things because he does a great job of building me up. He's an entrepreneur also. Actually, it reminds me, I should probably pick up the phone and call him because it's been a minute. But we need to be getting around people that are winning. We need to be getting around people that are passionate, that are uplifting, that are motivating. There's that saying that we all know, one bad apple spoils a bunch. I'm going to say that's probably incorrect. In the world of agriculture, yes, that is correct. However, in life, I think if you are if you're hanging around four millionaires, I gotta imagine you're probably gonna be the fifth. If you're hanging around four people that are just in super great shape, making good nutrition decisions and wellness decisions, you're probably gonna be the fifth. It's really important that we are cautious of who we get around. So if you're finding that your fire is dim, maybe take a look at what you've been ingesting as far as the people you're around there. And I'll even take it further. What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been listening to? If those are bringing you down, if those aren't lifting you up, then change those. Make some changes there. And you're going to see a change in your own mindset and your own success. So again, just to recap, I'm finally keeping, it's been a few weeks, but I'm finally keeping this under 30 minutes like I've been intending to do with this podcast so that you can get in, get out, and get after it. If you find yourself feeling off, find your fire being dimmed, needing to fan that flame, admit it, understand it, sit in it for a second, feel it, then go back and revisit your why. If your why needs to be tweaked, readjust it. It's not set in stone. Get out there and move your body. Take on new challenges and then either plug into your existing circle that motivates you or adjust and change your circle of influence with the people that you spend time with, as people you talk to. Take a look at what you've been ingesting when it comes to music and television and reading, podcasts, etc. You can make changes very purposefully that will quickly change the way you're feeling. I started today feeling not so on fire, wondering why, spent some time digging that in, went back and revisited my why, made some adjustments to really drill down on it even further, went to the gym and moved my body, talking to people that lift me up. And I haven't chosen a new challenge yet, but, right now I think I'm already feeling better just by doing so. So I'm going to recommend that you take some time with this. Guys, again, I'm going to leave you with this. You are not alone. This is part of the journey. You are going to feel down. You're going to feel unmotivated. You're going to feel the fire burning out a little bit. It's hard to keep that fire burning hard and bright always. That's going to happen. You're going to go through cycles. Just recognize it and make some adjustments. We are hoping that you're going to find whole life success so that your health, so that your relationships, so that your finances, and so that your business are providing you all that you need to just thrive in each of these areas. They are going to feed one another. They're not independent. They're not something that we break out in segment. So again, if you are struggling to find what to do, this is where you need a coach. This is where you need somebody. And I'm not just talking about business. This is where you need somebody to come alongside you. I hope this has been informative for you. I thank you again for joining me today. I ask that you keep coming back. We keep getting more opportunities to bring new people on, more people on. I'm super excited. I've got an interview scheduled with a gentleman in a couple of weeks. I've got another one scheduled a couple of weeks beyond that. We've got one in January. We've got so much goodness coming on here. So keep coming back. Put the reminders on there so it alerts you when the podcast episode drops. Like it, share it. Let's keep building this community. I wish you all the success in the world. I'm looking forward to seeing how far you come so that we can just continue to cheer you on. Make it an absolutely amazing day.